Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayikra, Nisan. Maybe we'll try to connect to Pesach. 5:71. Here, the first idea comes to us with the Rebbeinu B'chaya. Rebbeinu B'chaya, third pasuk of our sefer and our parsha. Im ola karbono min abakar zachar tam yakrivenu. If a person has to bring a carbon oila, he brings a perfect male. It's got to be. He should bring it to the oil moed in accordance to the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Rebbeinu B'chaya, why is it that at the end of the day, the carbon ola comes first? Why is it? Machshava sha'odam. Why is it the carbon ola goes first? Carbon ola kolim b'parshas har karbonos. Why is the carbon ola goes first? And says the Rebbeinu B'chaya such a beautiful answer. He says at the end of the day, we know Chazal tells soif ma'aseh b'machshava techila, that at the end of the day, the actions go according to the thoughts. Why does a person bring a carbon ola in the first place? Because he had an evil thought. And because the thoughts come before the actions, therefore, the whole Indian of the carbon ola is there to be mechaper on our thoughts. So therefore, of course it's good, the carbon ola is going to come first. When we came in shekarbon ola bala chaper al machshava ra, nemar hu betorah tchilu lefnei shar kavanos. You want to know why it goes, but why carbon ola is the first carbon in the whole entire parsha of Vayikra? Because at the end of the day, that is the carbon that is being mechaper, atoning for the thoughts that we've had. And soif masa machshava tchila. At the end of the day, yeah, the actions might have happened, but the actions only come from when the thoughts were evil. And this, of course, got me thinking about the Gemara that tells, Chazal tells, that Kadosh Baruch Hu b'machshava wanted to create the world in Tishrei, and in Maisa he created it already in Nisan. But then I thought Rabbi Goldberg said it, Shal Shus, so beautifully, we'll maybe connect to Shabbos. He says that at the end of the day, the Sfar Magadoshim tells that a Jew's got to live Shabbos, and machshava, Maisa, and Dibor. Friday night, Lel Shabbos, it's Kiddush, it's the Zmiras, it's getting ready for Shabbos, it's in Shabbos. You have to do Abba Maisa. Shabbos morning, it's the longer davening, it's the Kriyas HaTorah, it's B'dibor. And Shal Shuris Rava Deravin, it's not a time for talk, it's a time for Zmiris, it's a time for Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's a time to sing, it's a time to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, time to connect to the Svar Magadoshim. That's a Machshava. The whole Indian of Shal Shuris, says Rav Shor, is Machshava. Lel Shabbos is B'maisa, is Shabbos morning, is B'dibor. Longer Torah reading, longer davening. And then you come to Shal Shuris. Not even supposed to even talk. Not supposed to be one with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Beautiful insight with the carbon ola goes first, but machshava. And I thought maybe to connect that, obviously, to the Gemara that tells us about Nisan and Tishrei and Rabbi Goldberg, Dafka will be able to make sure that our whole essence is always by machshava, by ma'aseh dibur, but specifically have that kavana when it comes to Shabbos, ma'aseh dibur and machshava. Beautiful insight from Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and Rav Shor. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes with the Magid of Mizrich, the earliest Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. Perak Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Wash its innards with feet with its water. The Kohen should be very careful to close it up to go and smoke to be a Reich Nichoach Lashem. What is the Reich Nichoach Lashem? Ishe Reich Nichoach Lashem, says the Magid of Mizrich. When a Jew is Ish Beslavus, Mishim Ispal Olomna Osa Mitzah Beslavus, Nikra Ishev Hu Reich Nichoach. When a Jew is on fire for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when a Jew is connected, when a Jew is excited, when a Jew is passionate with their avodas Hashem, then that's Reich Nechoch Lashem. That is when it's Reich Nechoch Lashem. Rabbi Goldberg quoted the Parsha Shir last week. He said from the Vayimri Chaim of Vizhnitz, Lo Sivar Eish B'chom Al Shosem. You have to make sure not to kindle fire in your house on Shabbos. Yeah, says the Vayimri Chaim. What is that? What's the Pshat? Pasha Pshat is, not to cook. But it also means not to just be on fire for Shabbos on Shabbos. Make sure you're staying connected throughout the whole week to Shabbos. That you're learning about Shabbos the whole week. You're learning about Hilchos Shabbos, the Panimia Shabbos. You're thinking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the same avenue, in the same relationship you had to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Shabbos. Lo Svar Eish B'chol Mashal Shem. Don't just wait to be a Shabbos, to get a Jew on Shabbos. Make sure that fire of Shabbos stays with you throughout the entire week. Make sure you take that ore of Shabbos, that Vayach B'kudei, HaChodesh is Alechem. You make sure that it's a different week now. You're taking ore from the ore, all that bracha from the week, and you're changing it into your life. What a beautiful insight from the Magid Mizrich. But Isha Reich Nechoach LaHashem. The Reich Nechoach, it's when it's Isha, when it's Lashon Eish, when it's fire, when it's passionate, when it's real and sincere. Then it's Reich Nechoach. And the beautiful insight from the Imre Chaim, Magen Mezuch, Imre Chaim, moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to the Rebbe Meilach. I didn't see this inside. I saw it quoted by the name of the Rebbe Meilach. Beis Yud Gimel. The Chul Karban Min Choscha B'melech Timlach, Lo Sashis Melech Bris Alokecha Mi'alum Min Chosecha, Akol Karbancha Takriv Melech. Pasha Pshat, when you have your own carbon, Karban Mincha, you shall salt your carbon Mincha, but don't discontinue the salt of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bris from your own meal, but it should be on all your offerings that you shall offer salt. Says the Rebbe Melech, "Al tistabik b'kashin chamikor ve'levi svar karbancha." Don't just put salt on your karban. Elatira la'ashpia shefel shemozun bercha gam lachem takriv melech. The end of the pasuk it says, "Akol karbancha takriv melech." What does that mean? Akol karbancha takriv melech. That's not referring to your individual any karban anymore. That's referring to other karbanos. Make sure when you have your salt, that's for you. But you make sure you share your salt with others. Make sure that your hesharim melech ve'lechem shovim. The end of the day, you make sure that their bread and their salt and their panas is just as good as yours. Like Rabbi Goldberg likes to say, "Big Rabbi Goldberg, shout out this week." At the end of the day, whatever you spend on your Pesach, you go on vacation, you make sure to spend that on Maoz Chitin. At the end of the day, you make sure to be able to spend that on the Mishpachas. You do whatever you can to be able to help out other families. This is the whole essence. We said this from last week from Rav Schlesinger, but we'll say this again. Rav Schlesinger, I got this from the Turku Rav, Shlita. He says, why is it you look at the first Sifat Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Pesach? Tavchav Tes, I believe. At the end of the day, it says, we don't say Tachna Nisan. By the way, Maoz Chitin, what's the connection? Why is the Ramah put in the Maoz Chitin over there? It says, Rosh Hashanah, what was the whole reason we don't say Tachna? It has nothing to do with Pesach. It has to do because of the Nisim, the Karbanos of the Nisim that we're saying these 12 days. Very important to say these Karbanos of the Nisim. It's the back of the Siddur. The Chabad Chasidim say the Yiratzon. It's over there. Check out today's Hayom Yom. At the end of the day, says Rav Shashanagar, what's the connection of Tachanan and Nisim? The whole reason the Nisim became the Nisim, because they were the one who took the beating in Mitzrayim. They were the Zikanim who took the beating for Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Baruch says, you took the beating for your brothers? You're going to be a Nasi when we get out of here. The whole Indian of the Nisim is one of Achdus, is one of Avos Yisrael. Says Rav Shashanagar, that's exactly what Maoz Chitin is. He's caring about others, he's caring about other people, not just caring about your Yontif. And this is the Rambam. Rabbi Maskev said this over to me on Purim. This is the famous Rambam. When it comes to Yontif, it comes to Simcha. Simcha is only with Simcha when you make other people the Simcha. True Simcha is when you make sure that you have the poor have what to eat. True Simcha is not just filling your own, nothing to do with your own belly. He's making sure true Simcha is make sure that the ger, the Yosef Amana, have what to eat too. That's true Simcha according to the Rambam. That's the whole essence of the Nerva Melech here. Al Kol Karbancha, yeah, that refers to yours, but at the end of the day, Minchascha refers to yours, but Kol Karbancha, make sure that there are others. Make sure and you go above and beyond for Pesach. You're giving Maoz Chitin, and you're not just waiting for the day before, because it takes time to prepare for Pesach. You may be able to make sure to be able to care about others. What a beautiful insight about Avos Yisrael and Achdus. Beautiful insight of the Rebbe Ramaylech, the Rav Shashanagar, and Rabbi Matzah is calling the Rambam. Moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael Mudgets, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalid. And the two kidneys with the fat that is upon them, that is upon the flanks, you shall remove the diaphragm and the liver with the kidneys. Says the Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael, the Mudgets, the Rebbe, what's the Chassidish Pshat? What's the Hamalatic Pshat for us? You need your liver. It gives function to the rest of the body. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, we only get angry because of our liver, because something's heavy upon us. He says, what does it mean at the end of the day? You shall remove the kovid. You should be able to make sure at the end of the day, remove the kas. At the end of the day, all bitterness comes from anger. When it says over here to remove the kidney, that doesn't mean to remove the physical kidney, but it means to remove the spiritual kidney. And what was the spiritual kidney refer to? It means to remove the spiritual DNA, the spiritual midah of the guf, the thing that gives the guf the ability to be able to function, and that's the liver. At the end of the day, you make sure to conquer and to squash that anger. How appropriate is this message, especially for these days? Says Rabbi Sid Kluger in his My Soul Desire, page 136. With regard to running the Seder, we have to enjoy the freedom, let Hashem run it as He pleases. Of course, we have to do our preparations, but we let go of our expectations of the children, of our spouse, and of ourselves. The children may sit obediently at the table, or maybe they may not. Our husband may give the children the attention we'd hope for, or maybe he may not. The house may be spotless when we get to the Seder, or maybe our energetic children may have already managed to make a new mess. Or we may be so tired we can hardly concentrate on the Agudah. But you aren't worried about all this. It doesn't matter. We are happy with whatever Hashem decides. Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, Rav Kluger, if you want it this way, I'm happy with it. This is our task on Pesach and the gift of this special day as well, to be happy with whatever Hashem leads us. How many times are we so careful to be able to just be so, be Pesach this and every Yontif Seder this and that? Rav Kluger says, you have to be so careful to be so besimcha in the days leading up. Chas Hashem, there should be any chametz of anger. Chas Hashem, there should be any chametz of gaiva, of kas. Chas Hashem, there should be any of that. Like Rav Judah said from Yisrael Salanter, Yisrael Salanter was telling us to him, just like you're so careful when it comes to the chametz, to be so careful to treat the almanos who are baking the matzah, make sure you treat them chas v'shom without any kas. And this is the whole vort, ala klos yisirana, make sure to remove the liver. Remember, to remove the liver, move the body, the bodily function, that anger.
that at the end of the day has nothing to do with it with a yid's life before Pesach. It's cheres. The Rabbanu Shem wants to say, this is what the Seder wants to be, Gevaldik. If I want kids, hopefully I'm going to do my best. I really want them. The kids could be into it. But if not, I'm not going to make a whole fuss about it because that's staying in Mitzrayim, says Rav Kluger. What a beautiful insight of the different Yisrael and Rav Kluger. Moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes to the Emir Noam of Jikov. Emir Noam of Jikov, the last pasuk of the Parsha. Kohen should provide him a kapara, an atonement before Hashem, should be forgiven him for any of the things he might do to incur guilt. Talks about the gzela, someone who stole, how to be able to bring that back, how to do tshuva. Says the Emir Noam of Jacob, that's a powerful insight. Nisachlo al achas. What's achas? Why after the word achas? Kochete ha'odah mikol asher yasa loshmaba, noivim michet echad yochid. The whole sin only came into it because of one sin. What's the one sin over here it's referring to? Al-Achas. Chet etadas al-Achas. Only reason why sin came into the world is when Chava and Adam and Chava took that tree off. At the end of the day, they couldn't hold back from the chametz. And that's exactly when sin came into the world. When there was good and bad, they were mixed up and together. I think the Vilna Gaon says, look at the chametz and matzah. They're very similar words. But all you have to do for the hay, for the matzah, come with a little ches, just a little bit. All the person has to do is just change his kavan a little bit. But then we have to be so careful. In our lives, we could have chametz, could have a veru, could have yitzahara, or could be matzah, but yitzhatol could be a mitzvah. Mitzvah is loshon matzah. At the end of the day, we have to be so careful on the achas, because every single time, the end of Adam Chava took that fruit off that tree, everything is mixed up. We don't know good and evil are mixed up. We have to make sure what's good, what's matzah, and what's chametz, says the Vilna Gaon. I think it's the Gra and other tzaddikim as well. Chametzim are very, very similar. We have to be careful. On that achas could just be a little, that one sin that came into the world changed everything. All it would be our kavana. That should be our kavana going into these next 2 weeks of preparation. Let's review these 5 ideas. We start off the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us that at the end of the day, why does the carbon ola go first? Because the carbon ola, dafka was when machshava was wrong, person had an evil thought, person had a wrong thought for a carbon. At the end of the day, so if ma'asav machshava tchila, the action comes, but the thought comes first. Because the carbon oil is coming to me, attacking the machshavas, the thoughts. Therefore, the carbon oil goes first. The Gemara tells us, end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shem thought to create the world in Tishrei, but he brought it into action in Nisan. At the end of the day, I think the Tosfos has a whole thing over there also. But I thought you'd be able to think about Rav Shor, that Rabbi Goldberg said on Shabbos, that a person has to live Shabbos, not only but Mashav Maisa and Dibur, but Maisa Friday night, Lel Shabbos, Shabbos morning, and Dibur, Shal Shudas, but Mashav, make sure that our Mashavas are completely Qatar to their Bonsham. Zayniv, Sif, the Magan Mezrich, he says at the end of the Isha Reach Nichoch Hashem. When's the Reach Nichoch Hashem? When it's Isha, when it's fire, when it's content, when it's connected, when it's on fire, when I'm passionate, then it's Reach Nichoch Hashem. And that's the Rabbi Goldberg quote from the Imre Nom of. From the, excuse me, the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, Lusav Arash B'chol Mashos, make sure that you don't burn your fire on your house in Shabbos. Doesn't mean just on Shabbos. Make sure that you take the fire of Shabbos throughout the whole week. You stay committed and connected throughout the entire week to the Rebbeinu Shem. The third idea of said the Rebbeinu Melech, Akol Kabanacha Tikrav Melech. Yeah, on your Melech, be able to make sure you have, make sure you put salt on all the other Kabanas. And all the other Kabanas, says the Rebbeinu Melech, means you care about other people's too. You care about their other storm. You care about their house. You care about their Achdus. You care about their Avos Yisrael. You care about their situation. You care about their matzah. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says, why dafka the Ramah put the most chit in dafka in the first simon of Shulchan Aruch? What does it have to do with not saying tachanun? Because the whole easy reason we don't say tachanun because it's the Nisim. Who were these Nisim? Says of Shulchan Aruch, just tells us they were the ones who took the beating for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They were zoicha to become because they're avos Yisrael. That's the same inyan most chitin, caring about other people when a messenger of Lashon Achdus, which fits very well to the fourth idea, the Divrei Yisrael Amajitz, and Rav Yisrael Salanter and Rav Kluger. The Yisrael tells us, as Rav Seres Asal Kalav Yisrael, you have to get rid of the liver. What does the liver refer to? First, the thing that keeps the body going. The kas is the number one thing that everything comes and gives, makes everyone so bitter. To be so careful to remove that kas, to remove that anger. And that's exactly what Rav Kluger was telling us in the My Soul Desire. At the end of the day, maybe your Seder might go well, maybe it won't, but at the end of the day, chas for shon to become a kas, kal for gib to be able to become anger. That's the Yitzhar. That's all he wants, the Yitzhar, is for us to be able to get angry. We have to make sure, like Rav Yisrael Salanter said, Rav Judah said, to be able to make sure we go above and beyond, to not only care about the Ben Adam Lamakum, but Adam Lachaver, to be careful, just like Yerushal Zanta told us, Tamini, be careful about the widows, make sure you be given the utmost covenant, utmost respect. Reminds me, Taka, of the Meister of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman used to say, but hitter mitzvah by the tree, by the Indian of Berchus Ilonos, they said, it's better to do hitter mitzvah when you have a garden with a few trees. He says, no, I'm going to go to Almana, I'm going to go to a widow, I'm going to go to her tree. because the hitter mitzvah is able to make her besimcha. When she sees that someone, she sees people coming to make the bracha on hers, that's something that we just added, just came to my head. Rav Amir always says that when a maisa comes to your head, you gotta say it. Torah comes to your head, you gotta say it. Finally, the final idea, the Menom says, what's achas? Achas refers to the one sin that came into the world, then everything was mishkababal, everything was put in a gray spot. It's our job to be able to focus, says the Vilna Gaon. What's matzah and what's chametz? What's good, what's bad? And sometimes it can be a little straw, just a little bit of the hay turns into chametz. It's our job to be able to differentiate between the matzah, the chametz, b'zoch Hashem, to work on our machshava, be pure to the Rabbon Hashem, to be takenot through Torah, through tefillah, through connection to Rabbon Hashem, to be on fire for our avodah Hashem, not only on Shabbos, but take Shabbos with us the whole entire week, where we're caring for our yontif, make sure to care for others as well. Number one, care for others, be very careful about kaas, be able to make sure to differentiate between what's chametz, what's matzah, what's mitzvah, what's an avera, b'ezdo Hashem, shkoich. Good chodesh.